You know, when you suffer a loss, you feel alone. Someone coined the word aloneness because you can be alone in a party. It's like putting salt in a wound when you're feeling down and everybody around you has these big smiles and laughter to celebrate a season. That's different from the joy that the Christian celebrates when we come to recognize that Christ has humbled himself and come to be born and to share in our lives. And sometimes our lives are miserable.
It's an interesting phenomenon that the holidays can provide wonderful happiness and also deep sadness. We remember the family gatherings, the laughter, the wonderful food, the marvelous worship, and also the potential sadness of a loss, someone who was so dear to us and now is gone home to be with the Lord. How do you deal with that personally? And how do you help others process that sadness, that more potential depression? We're going to deal with that on today's edition of Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. Welcome to our broadcast, this special edition of the program. I'm Mike Trout, and our host is Father Christopher Metropoulos, the president of Hellenic College and Holy Cross Orthodox School of Theology. His guest today is His Grace Bishop John, who is the leader of the Diocese of Worcester and New England, part of the Antiochian Orthodox Christian Archdiocese of North America, which includes 11 churches in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Here's Father Chris.
Your Grace, many of us feel we should be happy around the holidays. I mean, everything points that way. But how can we accept these feelings of sadness that may come over us during loss, during the joy of the holidays?
You know, Father, when we suffer a loss, we need some time to adjust. Suffering a loss is not like a sickness. It's normal and healthy to experience depression and anger and frustration because we've experienced something that we don't like, that we don't want. So when something happens to us that is not what we like, not the way things should be, even theologically we would say that death is not something that is the way things should be. God created us to be in his image and likeness, and God does not die, so death itself is an offense. So when we suffer such a loss and something we don't like, we're going to feel depressed and we're going to feel angry and have a whole lot of different emotions that we're going to go in and out of as a normal part of our healing process or adjustment process, maybe. Maybe sometimes we don't even really heal. We just experience the loss differently. And we may never like it.
And we could be talking about the loss of a loved one, a wife, a child. We could be also talking about the loss of a job, a marriage, for example, couldn't we?
Yes. We even could be talking about good things, because any time that something happens to us that causes a change, with that change comes a loss of what we had before. So we human beings even grieve the losses of good things. One of my favorite illustrations is the fact that there are counselors out there who specialize in depression for people who win the lottery.
Really?
When people win the lottery, they lose their way of life. They lose their house. They lose their friends. They don't know who to trust anymore. Right. They don't know who's just coming for their money. They lose their job and their sense of identity and who they are. And many suffer depression. Many even lose all their money because they overspend to try to feel better, to pull themselves out of the depression that they experience from becoming millionaires.
Interesting. What do we do, Your Grace, with the person? I mean, there's so many parties during this time of the year, even though I know that the Orthodox Christian Church has the period of fasting, but there are jobs that you have to go to, your parties, there may be gatherings at your church, and yet we're suffering, let's say, the loss of a loved one or loss of our job or a marriage is in the tank. How do we, as Orthodox Christians, then walk into those situations? Or maybe we should avoid them. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think each of us is different and should be given the respect to figure out what really does work best for us. We You know, when you suffer a loss, you feel alone. And someone coined the word aloneness, because you can be alone in a party.
Hmm.
You can feel isolated and depressed. And it's like putting salt in a wound when you're feeling down and everybody around you is these big kind of, forgive me if I say fake, smiles and laughter to celebrate a season.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from the joy that the Christian celebrates when we come to recognize that Christ has humbled himself and come to be born and to share in our lives. And sometimes our lives are miserable. And so he comes to join us in our misery, showing us that this misery is going to be temporary, and that he cares about us, and that he loves us, and that the light at the end of the tunnel is the empty tomb. We make this wonderful connection between the cave that Christ is born in and the tomb and the cave that he resurrects from. So Christ is coming to us and embracing us and loving us. And if we're feeling sad because we don't like the fact that our life partner is gone, or our life is turned upside down, or that we're experiencing loss, that we know that God cries with us and he sees the tragedy of death, and that when Jesus heard of his friend Lazarus's death, that he was moved and that he cared and that he wept. So that God joins us in all of our feelings. And I find that very helpful.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, for those of us who are going in and out of hospitals or nursing homes, visiting the sick loved ones, how can we stay connected to that incredible miracle of Christ's birth in the middle of the suffering that we see?
You know, Father, when we're baptized into Christ's own priesthood. And so we share with Christ this responsibility to bring the world to God and to bring God to the world. And when we visit the nursing home, we're not visiting the nursing home to fix the person who's sick. We're not visiting the nursing home to do something supernatural. We're coming to remind each other that God is present with us, that he's suffering with us, that he cares about us, that he loves us. And for the person in the nursing home, just to see that someone from the church or from the community cares enough about them to show up means that God cares about them, and that is an incredibly powerful statement and gift. If I go to the nursing home thinking that I'm going to have to fix this person, then I put all this responsibility on myself. But if I go and allow my presence to let people remember that God cares about them, then something's already accomplished. And I don't have to walk away feeling guilty that I didn't do more, or that I couldn't heal them, or I couldn't fix them, or I couldn't pull them out of their depression. Just to allow myself to see first that it's a great thing to let them know that God cares about them. And even if I don't see that immediately, that day is going to be better for them.
Okay.
Because they know that someone cares. And if someone cares, then ultimately God cares.
Let me switch for a moment to the death of a loved one. If this is our first Christmas since the death of a loved one, and I'm sure someone out there listening has experienced this, what type of emotions should we expect to experience from your experience and perspective?
I think we experience all of the emotions that Kubler-Ross and all of the people who have studied have discovered. We're going to bargain. We're going to be frustrated. We're going to be angry. We're going to be depressed. We're going to experience shock and not want to feel this or know this or have this terrible thing that's happened. That's totally natural. And I can't promise that it's going to get better and then it's going to get easier. But it will become different. And what different means is when all sorrow, sighing have been set aside, then we come to recognize that God is still present with us, and those who are alive in Christ are somehow present with us too, and that God is taking care of all of us, and that we who are left behind are also in the kingdom of heaven because we're grafted to Christ, and Christ is, and the kingdom of heaven is in Christ. So that we are still together, and once some of that sharpness and pain goes, then we begin to recognize what a wonderful thing God has already accomplished for us in his resurrection, that we are still together and that we are all still one. It becomes different, but we can talk to each other and we can know, you know, you can't be a partner with someone for even a year without really knowing how they think, how they see the world, what they get excited about, what they're frustrated about. So we know each other's hearts and each other's souls, and so we need to come into contact with that. I think even the lousy feelings that I feel connect me to my wife and to all those that I love that have gone, you know, before me to their rest, because we're still together.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's almost 5 years since I was widowed, and there isn't a day that goes by where I don't replay scenarios in my head of all of the parts of the process of dying and saying goodbye. But that remembrance remembers my wife. It brings my wife back to me, and it allows me...
Which are good feelings.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
To embrace and just those glimpses. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult, but it's wonderful.
Two final questions for you. How can we be sensitive to those around us who have experienced the loss? I mean, you've just told our listeners that you lost your wife 5 years ago, that she died. You didn't lose her, she died. How do we try to bring Christmas cheer to people who have suffered without seeming callous to what they're going through?
I think that it's best to talk less. And, you know, when someone suffers a loss, they already feel like they've lost control because they couldn't prevent the loss. They couldn't fix the sickness. And so the last thing that we need as someone who is experiencing a loss is other people to come in and tell us how to feel, what to do, how to celebrate Christmas or other things. I think we need to show each other some respect and let each other find their own way. With that said, don't be afraid to just hang around and ask people what they need and to help the person who suffered a loss feel like they're getting some kind of power back by asking them, what do you need, what would you like, what would be helpful, and respecting that. If they want to change their Christmas traditions, let them change them. Mm-hmm. If they want to hold on to them, let them hold on to them. Because the person who has suffered the loss the most has the longest distance to grieve. So let them be in charge of what works best for them, and just go along with it. Don't assume that for you, keeping things the same is the best way, that will also be best for them, or the other way around, because each of us is different, and I think we need to be respected. But don't be afraid to show up. Don't be afraid to come and say, I love you. Don't be afraid to ask, what would you like, and what can I do that would be helpful? And, you know, and just to say, hey, I care about you, and I'm thinking about you, and I want you to know I'm sharing with you.
Thank you, Grace, for being with us today.
It's great to talk to you again, Father, and I look forward to getting together with you sometime when we can.
You've been listening to a conversation between our host, Father Christopher Metropoulos, and Bishop John Abdullah on this special edition of Come Receive the Light. I say special because we are featuring two programs each week all through the month of December, one of which is emphasizing some aspect of the Christmas season. And you probably picked up on the fact that Bishop John's wife passed away. That was in May of 2008, so he has spoken from his heart, from his own personal experience. If you'd like to hear this program again, go to the website, myocn.net. That's myocn.net. And you can contribute to this nonprofit outreach when you're there. Just click on the donate button on the homepage. I'm Mike Trout. Thank you for being with us today. Happy Christmas from all of the staff at the Orthodox Christian Network. And remember to always have faith in what you listen to.